This morning on WCHL, the Orange County Five arrested at a Moral Monday protest could have all charges dropped.
Until now, Judge Hamilton has rejected those arguments.
Your local mayors are teaming up today to tackle growing concerns for affordable housing in Orange County for those who use housing choice vouchers.
As their leases have run up, they've encountered difficulty in trying to find other apartments or rental agencies that will accept housing vouchers.
And UNC is preparing to hold another emergency drill on campus. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, a lot of excitement surrounding Carolina's football program. And UNC head coach Larry Fedora says in year three of his system, things ought to start looking easier on the gridiron, at least for those guys who've been around for a while. And
did Olympic basketball go pro to win? All for the money.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:05 at WCHL. We have 70 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Expect a high today of about 88, a little bit warmer than yesterday, but not as hot as tomorrow. Tomorrow will be in the 90s. We have a chance of a little drizzle this morning, and also there is some fog out there, so please be careful. Nothing like yesterday, but a little foggy in some places. The attorney for the so-called Orange County Five says he's encouraged by the recent dismissal in Wake County of five other Moral Monday protester cases based on a recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling that protest-free buffer zones on public property around abortion clinics are unconstitutional. Orange County Commissioner Mark Dorison is the attorney representing the Orange County Five, a group of elected officials arrested last year for trespassing and related charges during protests of Republican policies at the North Carolina General Assembly in Raleigh. The protesters are Carrboro Alderman Michelle Johnson, Damon Siles, and Sammy Slade, former Carrboro Mayor and now Orange County Register of Deeds-elect Mark Chilton, and Chapel Hill Town Council member Donna Bell. Last week, Wake County District Judge Joyce Hamilton dismissed five Moral Monday cases, citing the Supreme Court's ruling in that Massachusetts abortion clinic case, McCullen versus Coakley. Dorison told WCHL he was as surprised as anyone.
Moral Monday lawyers have been making the constitutional argument in all of the Moral Monday trials that have gone on so far, and until now, Judge Hamilton has rejected those arguments.
Dorison said he always believed that the order to arrest the protesters in the first place was unconstitutional. He and some of his clients have informed WCHL in the past that they were looking forward to making that case in Superior Court. But if Judge Hamilton's ruling sticks, that may not even be necessary.
What is interesting about the ruling and what is hopeful for everyone involved is that if, in fact, the General Assembly police order that led to the arrest of everyone in the building, regardless of what they were doing, if, in fact, that is unconstitutional, as Judge Hamilton has now indicated, then I believe all of the charges against all of the protesters should be dismissed.
Dorison added he would consider it an ideal outcome if charges against all Moral Monday protesters were dropped based on the judge's ruling. The North Carolina House and Senate spent weeks and weeks this summer unable to agree on a state budget. Now their inability to agree on how to adjourn could leave this year's session in more confusion. House and Senate Republicans passed competing versions of adjournment resolutions that differed on which legislation to consider if they were to return next week and in mid-November. The two sides would like to work out how to clean up coal ash pits and overhaul Medicaid. Without an adjournment agreement, the chambers technically remain in session and must hold skeleton meetings every fourth day, even if they don't transact any business to comply with the state constitution. Governor McCrory could lure lawmakers back to Raleigh for an agreement if he vetoes a bill they left on his desk. Mary Willingham says her potential acts of plagiarism were inadvertent in her master's thesis, according to the News and Observer. Quoting here, the former UNC academic advisor told the NNO in a phone interview, "Whatever I did, and, you know, whatever. There's nothing I can do about it." That's a quote. Willingham's master thesis, with which she earned the degree from the University of North Carolina at Greensboro, was posted on the blog site Inside Carolina over the weekend. Excerpts show multiple instances where she wrote passages that are very similar, if not word for word, to a passage of another text without citation. This comes after the former UNC employee has been leading a charge against the university and the NCAA demanding reform for student athletes. Willingham is known as the whistleblower who told CNN back in January that UNC admitted athletes who were not academically eligible and that, in turn, the university is unjustly using athletes for financial gains. She says now that the NCAA has decided to return to campus, she doesn't want it to hand out further punishment, but instead to use the opportunity to, quote, reform the entire system. We'll continue to follow the story. The mayors of Chapel Hill and Carrboro are holding a joint news conference today to highlight the problems of low-income residents whose housing choice vouchers are being rejected by local landlords. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
The existence of the housing choice vouchers is important to so many families here in our community. We are known far and wide as a community where it's difficult often to find affordable housing.
That's Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt. He and Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle will hold a joint news conference today at Carrboro Town Commons to talk about the problems faced by low-income residents whose housing choice vouchers are rejected by some landlords in the area. Housing choice vouchers are funded through the federal government's Department of Housing and Urban Development. In Carrboro and Chapel Hill, they're administered by Orange County government. Eligible renters are required to pay the difference between the rent charged by the landlord and the amount subsidized by the program. Last summer, leaders of the towns of Chapel Hill and Carrboro began hearing that some prominent local landlords, including General Services Corporation, had stopped accepting housing choice vouchers. In Carrboro, GSC owns Estes Park, Royal Park, Carolina Apartments, Ridgewood, and University Lake. In Chapel Hill, the corporation owns Pine Gate, Booker Creek, Franklin Woods, and Kingswood. According to the press release from the town of Chapel Hill announcing today's news conference, the refusal of some landlords to accept the vouchers displaced about 60 families. Lavelle told WCHL that while there was an initial outcry over that, there hasn't been much public discussion since. She said that now is the time to bring the issue again to the forefront.
Over the course of the last year, as the folks who use these vouchers, as their leases have run up, they've encountered difficulty in trying to find other apartments or rental agencies that will accept housing vouchers.
She added that the news conference is part of a brainstorming process that gets the community involved in thinking through the problem.
Several housing organizations have been meeting to try to help these residents, as well as the town of Chapel Hill and town of Carrboro. We've been working on it as well.
Lavelle said she hopes that other landlords in the community will respond positively. She added that current and previous voucher users will be at the news conference, as well as some realtors that accept housing vouchers and are happy to share their experiences. Carrboro's mayor said that while there are some administrative hassles for landlords who accept vouchers, those are outweighed by the advantages of honoring them.
Often, these renters are long-term residents. And so once you are able to establish a home, and once one of these residents is in their home, they very often become a very good tenant and stay on for many years.
The Carrboro Board of Aldermen discussed the situation at its last meeting in June. Members agreed to allocate money from a housing trust fund to help eligible tenants pay down their deposits. Lavelle said that Orange County is also looking at ways to streamline the process on the front end to make it easier on landlords. WCHL reached out to General Services Corporation Durham office for comment and was referred to the corporate office in Richmond, Virginia. A message was left, and GSC had not returned the call as of Monday afternoon. The news conference with Mayors Kleinschmidt and Lavelle will be held at 10 a.m. at Carrboro Town Commons next to Town Hall at 301 West Main Street. You can find this story at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The university will conduct an emergency drill next Monday that will affect traffic on Manning Drive between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. Actors will portray campus community members and victims in order to simulate a response to an actual emergency on the UNC campus. Emergency personnel and vehicles will be visible along Manning Drive, and uniformed responders will react as they would in an actual emergency. A portion of Manning Drive will be closed for the duration of the drill, and drivers are encouraged to utilize the posted detour route along Bowles Drive. The FCX, HU, S, and U bus routes will all use the Bowles Drive detour. The bus stops on Manning Drive at Erringhouse Dorm and Hinton James Dorm will be closed during the drill. Riders can board detoured buses at the stop on Manning Drive at the Public Safety Building. In a press release, Chapel Hill Transit announced that efforts will be made to maintain the normal schedule, but customers are encouraged to allow for extra travel time and delays. The drill will also impact schedule projections on the Next Bus website. If you'd like more information about the drill, visit alertcarolina.unc.edu. And again, that is next month. Monday on the Carolina campus. So that will certainly cause some problems. Tonight is National Night Out. We'll talk about that in just a moment. WCHL News Time is 8:14. And time again for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Dickie's Barbecue Pit.
Thank you very much, Ron. We still see an accident causing many problems in the northbound lane of 15501. This is just north of Jack Bennett's, between Jack Bennett and Lystra Road. So be on the lookout there. It's at an intersection. Two tractor trailers were involved. One pickup truck was involved as well, and much damage to all of those, including one of those tractor trailers being split in half. Sideways, I guess. If one went into the back of the tractor trailer, split the back four eight wheels, whatever that is, split that into one piece and the rest of it in another piece. So that's going to take a while to get all that cleaned up. They're saying the northbound lanes, none of the northbound lanes will be open until at least 9 o'clock. So you will want to detour that area. Jack Bennett to Lystra is one option. There's also Andrew's Store to Mann's Chapel Road. A bunch of different options in that area, but you are going to need to use an alternate route in that area in order to get out of there. Southbound is open. That is good news. So you can still travel southbound, but it's going to be slow going because a lot of people are certainly going to want to stop and take a look at that, which is going to cause some slowdowns if you're heading southbound. Now, back into the Chapel Hill Carborough area, 15501 northbound and southbound between NC 54 and Garrett Road. Minor to moderate delays, that's through the I-40 interchange and a couple different stop lights in that area, so it's causing some slowdowns. NC 54 eastbound and westbound between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40, also seeing minor to moderate delays. I-40 heading eastbound right now between NC 751 and Fayetteville Road, seeing some minor to moderate delays as well. The rest of the area moving fairly smoothly. No accidents in the northern part of the area, and no additional delays. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Thanks for all the information. We'll look forward to talking to you again in just a little while to see if there's any change in that horrible situation out there this morning.
All right.
It is 8:16 at WCHL, and traffic has been brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit in Durham, next to New Hope Commons. Eat in, call ahead for takeout, order in advance, or you can arrange for catering at dickies.com. Now, your Chapel Hill Carborough weather is brought to you this morning by Glass Half Full in Carborough. It is 70 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Partly sunny, a little chance of drizzle this morning, as well as some areas of fog out there. Nothing like the fog we had yesterday with that dense fog advisory, and et cetera, but a little fog in some places. Our high temperature today, upper 80s, a little warmer than yesterday, but not as hot as tomorrow. More on that in a moment. But tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the middle 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high up in the low 90s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 60s. And then on Thursday, you know what? It'll still be partly sunny, but our temperatures will dip back down again. Our highs in the middle 80s on Thursday. So we'll be in the upper 80s today, the middle 90s, or at least the low 90s tomorrow. And then the following day, we're back down in the middle 80s. So actually, I like the sound of that. Glass Half Full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carborough. And the beautiful garden patio is now open. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
Tonight is National Night Out in our local community. Wherever you live, it's National Night Out. That's an annual event now in its 31st year, co-sponsored by police departments across the country to promote close, friendly neighborhoods, the better to prevent drug abuse and crime. From 6 until 8 p.m., you're invited to turn on your outside lights, lock your doors, and spend the evening outside with your neighbors. Many neighborhoods in the area are hosting special events, and police officers will be there to meet with residents as well. And tonight's weather looks pretty nice. It should be partly cloudy tonight with a low in the middle 60s, so pretty good weather for National Night Out. Over in Hillsboro, National Night Out is another example of the town's commitment to its close-knit, small-town character. Mayor Tom Stevens joined WCHL's Aaron Keck in the Monday afternoon news to discuss both National Night Out and the town's efforts in general to preserve its character in the face of development and growth.
I cannot praise our police officers. They do a very, very nice job. As mayor, you get a lot of complaints, but I will tell you that I get people who will stop me, and I've had people stop me and say, you know, our police officer gave me a ticket the other day, but it was so professional, and I just need to tell you.
So this it's is nice. The best kind of comment that you can get. Yeah, like, so your staff is doing their job.
That's refreshing. We do make an effort to stay, you know, you can't just say the police sort of keep us safe. It is something that we all do.
Yes.
And our police department works with the communities. I know there are several apartment complexes and several neighborhoods that are holding events, and we certainly encourage that. Mm-hmm. And Hillsborough is very much a place of character. It's about neighborhoods. It's about community.
Yeah.
But people have lots of questions about, you know, how we're going to grow, what's the character of our town. So that's, you know, what is on people's minds.
Yeah. Those are just a few of the comments from Mayor Tom Stevens speaking with Aaron Keck yesterday on WCHL. There's a lot more to that. You can hear the whole conversation at our website, chapelborough.com. Again, National Night Out is tonight from 6 until 8 in Hillsborough and also in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and all across the nation, in fact. Be sure to join Aaron Keck in the WCHL Afternoon News beginning at 3 each weekday. Aaron welcomes all three of Orange County's mayors to the WCHL studios at least once a week. Not only Mayor Tom Stevens of Hillsborough, but Mayor Lydia Lavelle of Carrboro and Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt of Chapel Hill. It is 8:20 at WCHL, and it is time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Let's talk a little football. Preseason training camp is in full swing for the Carolina football team, with a season opening game against Liberty only 25 days away, believe it or not. Head coach Larry Fedora is giving the Tar Heels a crash course in preparation for a 2014 campaign full of high expectations. WCHL's Matt Oakes has the story.
Coach Fedora says he's been happy with the energy level and excitement surrounding the players during preseason practices, which began last Friday.
You know, I was really pleased with the way they moved around. I mean, it's your typical first day. We're in shorts, and everybody's hopes are high, and, you know, they're excited, and they were all flying around. But probably, you know, again, it was more about the recall for the coaches, seeing how much they had done over the summer, what they knew, what they didn't know, and we were really pleased.
The first couple seasons under the Coach Fedora regime has seen modest success for the Tar Heels, who've gone 15-10 overall with a Belk Bowl win, putting an exclamation point on 2013. But in year three in the system, Coach Fedora says he expects things will come even easier for the Tar Heels.
Right now, I mean, you do have guys over there that have been in the system now for 3 years, and so they don't have to think about it anymore. They know what they're doing. They can react, and they can actually be as good as they can be. I mean, they're because now they don't have to worry about things. I mean, there's not a whole lot of thought process in it. Now they can react to what they're seeing and what's going on and just play ball.
The number one question as the season creeps ever closer will continue to be the status of the starting quarterback. Marquise Williams and Mitch Trubisky continue to duke it out on the Navy Field practice facility. But although Coach Fedora won't tip his hand on his starter, he has revealed the winning criteria for the job.
It's going to be, you know, who makes the offense most productive. You know, there's no doubt about it. It's going to be who's the most productive player on the field and who makes the offense most productive. You know, and then on top of that, it's kind of who leads his team the best. You know, and so those are two major factors for us. But, I mean, production's still going to be number one.
For those expecting a decision on the quarterback position, think again. Coach Fedora is in no hurry to make a call.
What, the game's on the 30th, right?
Yeah.
We got to make a decision, you know, that morning sometime, I would imagine. So we got to put somebody out there for that first snap.
The man who will be play calling for the Tar Heel offense this fall, Seth Luttrell, is eager to take some more aggressive shots down the field in Keenan Stadium. Earlier on in the spring, Coach Fedora says the player's knowledge was far more advanced than Coach Luttrell because he wasn't able to bring his own offensive scheme with him from Bloomington. But now the former Indiana offensive coordinator has caught up. Coach Fedora says Coach Luttrell is much more comfortable in the offensive scheme these days.
He's a whole lot more comfortable, and you got to remember now, Seth's more comfortable with what we're doing because, I mean, Seth didn't bring his offense in here. You know, what he was used to calling and what the terminology he was used to, Seth has learned this offense and then added some things to it that he brought to it. But he had to learn the terminology. I do think he feels a lot more comfortable just understanding the strengths and weaknesses of the kids he's got and what he can do with them.
Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
So much excitement surrounding the Carolina football program. Again, our first game of the season against Liberty on August 30th, 25 days away. That'll take place in Keenan Stadium. It is 8:23. I'm Rod Stutz at WCHL.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Did Olympic basketball go pro to win or for the money? This is Art Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. To this day, the USA has only failed to win the gold medal in Olympic basketball twice. The first time was 1972 in Munich, when the Russians basically stole the gold by being allowed to attempt the winning shot three times, or until they made it. Then there was 2004 in Athens, when nine different players, and who had qualified for the Olympics the summer before, stumbled and bumbled their way to a bronze medal finish. In between, of course, came the landmark change in international basketball when the NBA Dream Team began representing the USA in 1992. Ever since allowing the pros into what was always for the amateurs, NBA stars have played for the red, white, and blue, supposedly for love of the game and no financial compensation. Now millions are made on the Olympics, and none of that is going to the right place, namely the players and the NBA teams that take all the risk. But with the horrific injury to Paul George during the USA team scrimmage, many people are saying the system is upside down. Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban has long been a critic of the NBA putting its talent in harm's way to play for love of country, while he and his fellow pro franchises have to hold their breath. George's double leg fracture, almost too gruesome to watch, certainly kills the Indiana Pacers for the 2014-15 season, which George will miss while recuperating. Yes, there was a hue and cry for Shaq, Jordan, Magic, and the rest of the Dream Team to maintain USA's world dominance in a sport that was getting far more competitive on the amateur level. Foreign countries used players who made money as pros in their respective leagues in the Olympics, so why couldn't the USA? Cuban accuses USA Basketball, which runs our international competition, of being a corrupt, money-grubbing organization. Mike Krzyzewski has now been our Olympic coach for 12 years, which is not only a ridiculous advantage for him in recruiting, but it violates the amateur code as much as having NBA millionaires play for the Olympic team. None of them, including Coach K, gets paid for the Olympics because, frankly, none of them need it. But who's to say the best 12 college players in the country couldn't be competitive every 4 years? Cuban says the model is a bad one and needs to be scrapped. George's injury will stoke the debate, but it is sure to also bring realistic change to USA basketball. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, I've got two teenagers, so...
So you want to save money?
Desperately.
Well, AT&T's best ever pricing for families gives you 10 gigabytes of data to share and unlimited talk and text on four lines, all for $160 a month with the nation's most reliable 4G LTE network. Now, do your teens download much?
Obsessively.
Do they talk and text a lot?
Constantly.
You also get a $100 bill credit for every line. There's even plans for up to 10 lines. Sound good?
Insanely.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Get the new curved LG G Flex smartphone with 6-inch HD screen for immersive cinematic viewing and exceptional voice and sound. Visit store or att.com for details.
Pricing is for four phones on AT&T mobile share value with no annual contract. Credit offer ends April 30th. Activate new line and remain in good standing to receive credit within 3 months. Other charges and restrictions apply. Reliability claim based on analysis of independent third-party data regarding national carriers 4G LTE.
We asked several members of the Cedars of Chapel Hill what they like best about living there. One of these is Jim Smith, Cedars member since 2010. Here's what Jim had to say.
The Cedars meant a lot to Jane and I, and let me give you one example of that. She was hurt on a trip when we were in Ireland in the fall of the last year, and after being aerovac'd back and admitted to the UNC hospital system, she was able to go to our rehab and physical therapy at our DuBose Health Center. This was so convenient for me, being a husband, because I could eat dinner with her. So it felt very comfortable. An aside to that is the fact that housekeeping was done for me. I did not have to do any of that. I didn't have to make up my bed. You know, we looked at about 10 to 12 places before we decided on the Cedars. And as a UNC grad, it just felt great to come back home and be a resident at the Cedars. My name is Jim Smith, and I'm a Tar Heel.
Thanks, Jim. To learn more about the Cedars lifestyle, visit cedarsofchapelhill.com.
This is Dr. Beth Goldstein with Central Dermatology Center. Rosacea is a common but misunderstood skin condition of flushing, blushing, and breakouts. If left untreated, the symptoms can worsen, and with time, people with rosacea may see a permanent redness in their face. If you've noticed signs of rosacea and are looking for help, request an appointment online with Central Dermatology Center at centralderm.net or call us at 919-401-1994. We accept most major insurances, including Medicare and TRICARE.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road in the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Integrated Body Work. It's 50% off. A one-hour massage valued at $110. Available today for only $55. Integrated Body Work is a therapeutic massage facility conveniently located in the heart of Chapel Hill at 1504 East Franklin Street. Integrated Body Work's expert massage therapist, Lisa Green, has helped hundreds of patients in the Chapel Hill Carrboro area increase their quality of life through pain resolution and management. It's half off a one-hour massage from Integrated Body Work, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Tradition never graduates.
Tar Heels bring the house and down he goes.
All out.
Loses the handoff and Carolina picks up the fumble.
Every game. All season long.
What way can the Tar Heels score today?
Catch all of the action right here on the Tar Heel Sports Network.
Are you getting excited yet about Carolina football? Tar Heels open up the season on August 30th against Liberty, and you can hear it all right here on WCHL.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
All right, 70 degrees, 8:30 at WCHL. The forecast brought to you by your friends at Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Partly sunny today, chance of drizzle this morning. Areas of fog this morning, but nothing like yesterday when we had all that dense fog. Our high temperature today, about 88 or 89 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low 65, and then tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot with a high in the low 90s. Cruisers serves the best tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees and guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go.
97.9 FM WCHL is Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, and streaming live 24/7 at chapelboro.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Jeremy Wrightball's mother has Ebola. She got it while serving in Liberia as a missionary, and now she's flying to Atlanta, will be treated at Emory University Hospital.
You know, we're cautiously optimistic, feel like this is going to be a good thing for her, and we're prayerful that she'll pull through on this.
Dr. Bruce Ribner is part of the medical team at Emory. He says a special treatment will be used to keep the virus from infecting a patient's cells.
Unfortunately, by the time we use the serum, most of the virus is already inside the cells of the patient. And so we have to prevent new infection, but the old infection just has to run its course.
In New York, correspondent Vladimir Dutier is outside Mount Sinai Hospital, and inside, a man who had symptoms of Ebola.
The patient is right now isolated. The hospital officials that are monitoring the patient are also wearing protective gear. They're not saying a whole lot about exactly what is happening behind the scenes.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
71 degrees, 832 at WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz. The attorney for the Orange County Five says he's encouraged by the recent dismissal in Wake County of five other Moral Monday protester cases based on a recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling that protest-free buffer zones on public property around abortion clinics are unconstitutional. Orange County Commissioner Mark Dorison is the attorney representing the Orange County Five, a group of elected officials arrested last summer for trespassing and related charges during protests of Republican policies at the North Carolina General Assembly in Raleigh. They are Carrboro Alderman Michelle Johnson, Damon Siles, and Sammy Slade, Mark Chilton, the former mayor of Carrboro and now Orange County Register of Deeds elect, and Chapel Hill Town Council member Donna Bell. Last week, Wake County District Judge Joyce Hamilton dismissed five Moral Monday cases, citing the Supreme Court's ruling on that Massachusetts abortion clinic case. McCullen versus Coakley. Mark Dornison told WCHL News he was just as surprised as anyone.
Moral Monday lawyers have been making the constitutional argument in all of the Moral Monday trials that have gone on so far, and until now, Judge Hamilton has rejected those arguments.
Dornison said he always believed that the order to arrest the protesters in the first place was unconstitutional. He and some of his clients have told WCHL in the past that they were looking forward to making that case in Superior Court. But if Hamilton's ruling sticks, that may not even be necessary.
What is interesting about the ruling and what is hopeful for everyone involved is that if, in fact, the General Assembly police order that led to the arrest of everyone in the building, regardless of what they were doing, if, in fact, that is unconstitutional, as Judge Hamilton has now indicated, then I believe all of the charges against all of the protesters should be dismissed.
Again, that is Mark Dorison. North Carolina House and Senate spent weeks and weeks this summer unable to agree on a state budget. We've all heard those stories. Now their inability to agree on how to adjourn could leave this year's session in even more confusion. House and Senate Republicans passed competing versions of adjournment resolutions that differed on which legislation to consider if they were to return next week and in mid-November. The two sides would like to work it out how to clean up coal ash pits and overhaul Medicaid, but without an adjournment agreement, the chambers technically remain in session and must hold skeleton meetings every fourth day, even if they don't transact any business, in order to comply with the state constitution. Governor Pat McCrory could lure lawmakers back to Raleigh for an agreement if he vetoes a bill that they left on his desk. Mary Willingham says her potential acts of plagiarism were inadvertent in her master's thesis. That's according to the News and Observer. The former UNC academic advisor told the NNO in a phone interview, quoting here, "Whatever I did, and you know, whatever. There's nothing I can do about it." Willingham's master thesis, with which she earned the degree from the University of North Carolina at Greensboro, was posted on the blog site Inside Carolina over this past weekend. Excerpts show multiple instances where she wrote passages that are very similar, if not word for word, to a passage of another text without citation. This comes after the former UNC employee has been leading a charge against the university and the NCAA demanding reform for student athletes. Willingham is known as the whistleblower who told CNN back in January that UNC admitted athletes who were not academically eligible and that, in turn, the university is unjustly using athletes for financial gains. She says now that the NCAA has decided to return to campus, she doesn't want it to hand out further punishment, but instead use the opportunity to reform the entire system. That's her phrase. The mayors of Chapel Hill and Carrboro are holding a joint news conference later today at Carrboro Commons to highlight the problems of low-income residents whose housing choice vouchers are being rejected by local landlords. Of course, WCHL will be there and will report to you on that. Don't forget, tonight is National Night Out in your local community. If you live in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, or Hillsboro, there is a special National Night Out event being held from 6 until 8 p.m. This is something that goes on all around the country. It's now in its 31st year. Be sure to join Aaron Keck on the WCHL Afternoon News beginning at 3 each day. Aaron welcomes all three of Orange County's mayors to the WCHL studios at least once a week. Mayor Tom Stevens was in here yesterday talking about National Night Out and other things going on in Hillsboro. And, of course, it's the county seat of Orange County. You can read all about it and hear that entire conversation on our website at chapelboro.com. And speaking of Hillsboro, news around town this morning. The fate of Hillsboro's historic Colonial Inn is now in the hands of the town's Historic District Commission. Boy, this has been going on for a long time. Sounds like it might be just about to come to a close here. Hillsboro's Historic District Commission will meet in the town barn at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. They will be considering whether to approve an application for a certificate of appropriateness by Francis Henry. He is the owner of the building. If the commission approves the application, Henry will be allowed to demolish the building. In 2003, the State Historic Preservation Office recognized the Colonial Inn with statewide significance designation. That designation enables the local Historic District Commission to overrule owners who want to demolish the building unless the commission finds that the owner, quoting here, would suffer extreme hardship or be permanently deprived of all beneficial use or return. Unquote. Francis Henry bought that building back in 2001, located at 153 West King Street. It's 175 years old, but it's sat vacant for years. Ever since he bought it, it's been the source of much controversy in Hillsborough. Wednesday's meeting is open to the public, but only sworn expert testimony will be heard. The commission will make its decision later, based solely on the evidence gathered at tomorrow night's meeting. 8:38 at WCHL. Still to come, today's commentary on the way from Jim Warren. And also today is Tuesday. You know what that means? It is the day of Adopt-A-Pet on WCHL.
We asked several members of the Cedars of Chapel Hill what they like best about living there. One of these is Gene Sutterth, Cedars member since 2005. Here's what Gene had to say.
My husband, Tom Sutterth, former state senator, passed away in 2010. He is the reason we came here. But let me tell you why I love living at the Cedars. The location is priceless. We are right in the middle of everything. Grocery stores, the Metamont community. The security and transportation are incredible. The grounds are breathtaking. The food is delicious. I am a vegetarian. And they even customize my pizza. The perks offered on campus are endless. Workout room, pool, hair salon, newspapers, movies, concerts, and so much more. My beloved Tom brought me to the right place.
Thanks, Gene. To learn more about the Cedars lifestyle, visit cedarsofchapelhill.com.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road and the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
With healthcare reform, the Affordable Care Act, and insurance mandates in the news, it's no wonder if you're confused. Come back to healthcare that starts with you, a place you can trust. UNC Family Medicine. We've been providing high-quality primary care to the community for over 45 years. Come see us. Make your appointment now at uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine, caring for the course of your life.
Good morning. It is 8:40 at WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz, and it is time now for Adopt-A-Pet on WCHL, made possible by Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill. Visit the store at Metamont for healthy dog and cat food and treats, stylish accessories, and a grooming spa experience for your furry friend. Wolfgang Chapel Hill supports finding your next pet to pamper through Adopt-A-Pet. We have Kelsey in the studio this morning with Gidget. And Kelsey, how you doing?
Hi, thanks for having me. We're doing well.
Kelsey, you work with Independent Animal Rescue, right?
Yes, I do. I'm a foster parent.
Well, tell us about your foster child, Gidget.
This is my first foster. I named her Gidget because she's a very small calico. Mm-hmm. When I got her, she weighed about 6 pounds. She's gained some weight a little bit. I feed her well. She's had two kittens. She's about a year old. She came to Independent Animal Rescue by someone who left. They just left a box on outside of a business with her and her kittens in it.
Wow.
So yeah, that's how I got her. So she's very loving. Mm-hmm. She loves being held. She purrs a lot. She's not purring now. She seems to like being the queen bee.
Yeah.
She's jealous of my cats.
Really, really pretty
when
cat.
When I'm paying attention to them. Yeah.
Well, my next question was going to be, does she get along with other cats? And how about dogs? And how about children?
I think she does okay with children. Mm-hmm. Our neighbors have some, and I think she does okay around them. We mm-hmm. don't have any children, but dogs, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
We don't have any dogs. And if I didn't mention before, she's a calico.
Yeah.
I think I might have forgotten to say that.
She's really beautiful. Kiva Fox is here from Chapelboro. And Kiva, you've been taking some pictures of her, I know. And we're going to have those on our website and also on our Facebook page with a connection to your website.
Wonderful.
So that folks can adopt her. But take just a moment, if you would, to tell us about Independent Animal Rescue.
They are a wonderful organization. They do a lot of adoption events every, can I say where they have them?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. They have them at local PetSmarts, mm-hmm. local Petcos in Durham, and I guess not Chapel Hill. You guys don't have any there. So, and they work really hard to get fosters so the cats don't have to live in the shelter or in the pet stores.
Mm-hmm.
And
now, of course, all the people who work with IAR are people who absolutely love animals. Yes. So they wouldn't be doing it in the first place.
It's all a nonprofit. Yes. So. Yes, everyone. And I haven't worked with the dogs. They also adopt out dogs. Mm-hmm. But I, of course, work with the cat side. So.
Well, Gidget looks like she is ready to find a permanent home.
She would love to have a forever home.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You're really pretty kitty.
Yeah, thank you.
No kidding. Yeah. Well, you have done well with her.
Thank you.
She looks pretty happy. Well, anyway, Gidget is the cat that is here this morning with Kelsey, and that is Adopt-A-Pet on WCHL, brought to you by Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill at Metamot. And thank you so much, Kelsey, for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Again, the details on Gidget and what you can do to adopt her will be on our website and also on our Facebook page a little bit later on this morning. And you can adopt her and you will be happy because she will be a great addition to your family. It is 8:44 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Jim Warren. Are you angry at Duke Energy executives for polluting North Carolina with coal ash? Well, now they're trying to kill our growing solar power industry. Duke Energy is already severely harming North Carolina's large-scale solar developers, and Duke's latest proposal could destroy our once-growing solar industry at both the rooftop and large-scale levels. That's right. Despite spending millions of customer dollars to make people think it supports solar power, Duke Energy has been stalling solar projects that are underway, and now it's trying to worsen the contracting rules for large-scale solar developers. Duke then plans to slash the price that rooftop solar customers receive for adding power to the grid. This is part of a national fight resulting from rapid solar power growth that has cut into the profits and threatens the business model of old-school monopoly utilities like Duke Energy. The North Carolina Utilities Commission must not allow Duke Energy to squash solar power in North Carolina. The commission must stop Duke from stalling large-scale solar contracts and prevent the utility from worsening its treatment of solar companies. Learn more at ncwarren.org. This is Jim Warren.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
We asked several members of the Cedars of Chapel Hill what they like best about living there. One of these is John Nieder, Cedars member since 2006. Here's what John had to say.
One of the greatest assets that Cedars has are the members. The members have varied backgrounds. They're very interesting. They're very friendly. And we provide support for each other. Also, we socialize with our fellow members at dinner time, and it's great to have dinner with different people, talk about different subjects that they're interested in, that we're interested in. So the socialization that's provided by sharing dinners together is a wonderful feature of Cedars. Another aspect of Cedars that we like very much is the support. We feel the support is there in case we need it. Just knowing that it's there is very reassuring.
Thanks, John. To learn more about the Cedars lifestyle, visit cedarsofchapelhill.com.
At Cruisers Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee. But we need it. Cruisers brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruisers sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste rate guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruisers. Good to go.
All right, 8:47 at WCHL. Time now for your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. We'll start with traffic, and here's Rand.
Thank you very much, Ron. As traffic is still heavy on 15501 northbound, an earlier accident, this was a very early accident involving two tractor trailers, one pickup truck as well. One of the tractor trailers actually got split in half because of this accident and spewed its contents all over the road. 15501 northbound, as of 15 minutes ago, was still closed and is expected to be closed until at least 9 o'clock. My guess is it'll be a little longer than that. Because of that, a lot of traffic being diverted onto Jack Bennett. Jack Bennett now very, very heavy because, of course, all the traffic that's on 15501 is a lot heavier than the size of Jack Bennett can handle. So we're seeing some heavy slowdowns there as well. So find an alternate route. There's a lot of them posted on our Twitter handle, at WCHL. You can find that those alternate routes so you can get through that area. Southbound is open on 15501, but you can expect that to be very slow as well as people are stopping and slowing down and looking at all the commotion that's going on there because of that.
Well, I'll tell you what, you get a problem like that, it affects traffic on all the roads around it.
Exactly.
You know? And so we got a real mess out there south of town today. So
we're asking all bosses to be very patient for your employees this morning.
Yeah, your folks may be a little bit late.
That's right.
And, you know, they're struggling to get there.
Exactly.
So, Rand, thank you very much for staying on top of that situation. I know it's going to be a busy day in the newsroom, and have a good one.
Thank you. You too.
Rand Northam reporting on traffic this morning on WCHL. And now we'll take a look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. It's brought to you by your friends at Glass Half Full, the friendly, optimistic restaurant in downtown Carborough. More on that in a moment. 71 degrees in Chapel Hill, 70 this morning in Carborough, where it's always a degree cooler. Patchy drizzle this morning, that's possible. Areas of fog still in our area. High today about 88 degrees, a little bit warmer than yesterday, but then tomorrow it's going to get even warmer. Tonight, low 65. Tomorrow, mostly sunshine, and the high in the low 90s. Ugh. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 60s. And on Thursday, the temperatures will back off a little bit again. Partly sunny with a high in the middle 80s. So not so bad. If it's going to go up, then it's going to go back down. This weather brought to you by Glass Half Full, the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carborough. They got it going on over there. The beautiful garden patio is now open for great outdoor dining, good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too. And now another update from Rand Northam.
Yeah, we've got a WCHL Road Warrior that called in. Pharmacy Dave calling in with this Road Warrior update. He suspects and projects that it's going to be another 4 hours before that is cleaned up.
Oh, my goodness.
He said NCDOT hasn't even begun to clean up any of the accident itself. Mm. Still things spewed all over the road. So it's going to be quite a while until the northbound lanes are open. And again, as I mentioned earlier this morning, it could be a lot of it could have to do with investigation ongoing.
Sure.
You know, they'll want to get to the bottom of that, especially with such a severe accident. So and, you know, there's only but so much you can do in rush hour to get vehicles there to be able to transport those things out of there.
And
lots going on. So avoid the area, and hopefully by the time the evening rush hour commences, we'll be all cleaned up.
Well, I'll tell you what, if Dave Tauber says it, you can pretty much take it to the bank.
There you go.
Pharmacy Dave out there patrolling the roadways for us.
That's right. We appreciate it.
Any time of the day, you can call the WCHL newsroom if you want to be a WCHL Road Warrior, 919-967-8363. And Rand, they can also tweet us, right?
That's right. At WCHL. We'll be sure to share that back out with you.
All right. And thank you so much. Talk to you again later on. It is 851 at WCHL, and a good morning to you.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
It's amazing what you can find in your own backyard. Whether you need a springboard to a bachelor's degree or a second chance at success, Durham Technical Community College has provided high-quality, affordable, and convenient technical and career education for more than 50 years. Watch your mailbox for the Fall Continuing Education Catalog. Visit durhamtech.edu, call 919-536-7200, or stop by our Durham or Orange County campus and find out just how far you can go.
Hi, I'm Don Bassnight with Weaver Street Realty. If you've been renting for a while but want a place to call your own, give us a call. With interest rates still low, it really is a great time to buy. We'll connect you with good lenders so you understand your choices. Whether you want the bus line, a bike path, or a bush hog trail, our seasoned brokers can help you make a sound decision. Weaver Street Realty in downtown Carborough for over 30 years, locally owned since day one.
Well, ring-a-ding-ding, the year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called Geico. Geico had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and Geico is still helping customers save money every day and with 97% customer satisfaction. Today, the peeps would refer to that as pretty darn tight.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
8:53 at WCHL. A couple of things to remind you about. The mayors of Chapel Hill and Carrboro, Mark Kleinsmith and Lily Lavelle, will hold a joint news conference today to highlight the problems of low-income residents whose housing choice vouchers are being rejected by local landlords. A lot of those people have had to find new residences, and it has not been easy. It's been a real struggle for a lot of people. They will have a press conference at Carrboro Town Commons today to talk about the problems faced by low-income residents whose housing choice vouchers are rejected by some of our local landlords. Housing choice vouchers are funded through the federal government's Department of Housing and Urban Development. In Carrboro and Chapel Hill, they're administered by Orange County government, and eligible renters are required to pay the difference between the rent charged by the landlord and the amount subsidized by the program. That will happen a little bit later on today, and WCHL's Danny Hooley will be there to cover that and let you know what's happening. Also, don't forget that tonight is National Night Out. There will be a lot of people outside walking together, having fun together, enjoying their neighbors and their neighborhoods. National Night Out is an annual event now in its 31st year, co-sponsored by police departments all over the country to promote close, friendly neighborhoods, the better to prevent drug abuse and crime. It is always good to know your neighbors. There's an event going on in Hillsboro and also one in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, wherever you live. Something is happening with National Night Out. Again, that is from 6 until 8 p.m., and we hope that everybody will take part in that. Remember Wayne Pond's word of the day. What is the word? How do you spell it? What does it mean? The word of the day, always brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Your number to call, if you know the word of the day, if you remember, call me right now, 919-929-WCHL. Tell me the word, what it means, and the correct spelling, and I will give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Your number to call right now, 919-929-WCHL.
Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been in business since 1907 and been here in downtown Carrboro since 1923. We've always strived to provide you with the three most valuable things in the construction supply business: competitive prices, excellent customer service, and top quality building products. That's our goal to you. So please stop by to see just why Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been going strong for over a century. You'll be glad you did. We appreciate your business. Here comes Fitch.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the overwhelming popularity of our 79-cent fountain drinks with chewy ice, but we need to clarify a few misconceptions. Cruiser serves our soft drinks at a tongue-tingling 34 degrees, but cannot be held liable for brain freezes. Our fountain drinks are made with 100% pure filtered water, but we make absolutely no Fountain of Youth claims. And although our Taste Great guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. 79-cent fountain drinks, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
Summertime is upon us, and your friends at Glass Half Full Restaurant, Wine Bar, and Wine Shop invite you to enjoy lunch or dinner outdoors on our beautiful garden patio. As the season changes, so does our menu and wine selection. Glasses of copper-colored rosés shine beside fresh spring greens, fragrant herbs, and crisp new vegetables from the farmer's market. And our pitchers of icy cold sangria return. Patio weather is here. Come enjoy at Glass Half Full.
Galloway Ridge Retirement Community will host the first ever Goat Parade. It's a public art event to benefit friends of the Robert and Pearl Seymour Senior Center and the Chatham County Council on Aging. Come see local artists painting the unadorned goat statues into a vibrant work of art. Now through September 15th inside University Mall. For more information, contact Pat Richardson at 642-6893. Thanks, WCHL, for caring.
Hey, congratulations to Bill Lawrence, who lives in Pittsburgh and called in with the word of the day, infantilize, I-N-F-A-N-T-I-L-I-Z-E. It means to cause, to be, or to remain in an infant state. childish, I suppose, infantilize. That's our word of the day. And Bill Lawrence gets $10 gift card to Cruisers. Thank you so much. Thanks, everybody, for participating. Wayne Pond will have another word of the day tomorrow morning at about 10 minutes until 8 o'clock.
Coleman, Huntsman, and Brown brings you this week's Tax Bite, our expert tax tips to help you with your financial and tax planning needs. So you've reached the end of the season and your tax return is filed. What tax records can you toss? The short answer is none. Keep your tax records for as long as the IRS has the ability to audit your return or amended return or assess additional taxes, which generally is 7 years after you file your return. This means you can likely shred and toss most records related to your tax returns for 2006 and earlier years. That's your Tax Bite of the Week from Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown. You can find more on chapelboro.com.
Today's offer at ourlocaldeal.com is from Chapel Hill Training. It's 67% off, a $120 value for 5 boot camp sessions available today for only $40. With today's offer, you can get 5 boot camp fitness sessions at Chapel Hill Training on Rosemary Street in Chapel Hill. Boot camp sessions combine total body exercises with cardio spurts to provide you with a comprehensive circuit training workout. In 2011, Chapel Hill Training was voted best gym by chapelboro.com. It's over half off from Chapel Hill Training, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
In his third year of running the sidelines, Coach Fedora has his Tar Heels ready for battle in the ACC.
Switzer's free at the 35. He's at midfield. Switzer with the Jets, and he's done it again.
Catch every snap of Carolina football right here on the Tar Heels Sports Network.
Are you getting excited yet about Carolina football?
Tar Heels open up the season on August 30th against Liberty, and you can hear it all right here on WCHF.
It's already 73 degrees this morning and beginning to really warm up. Now look for a high today in the upper 80s. Partly sunny, still a chance of a little light drizzle this morning, and fog pretty much cleared away. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the middle 60s. Tomorrow, we're looking at mostly sunshine with a high in the low 90s. Good news is that the temperatures will back off again tomorrow night, low 68, and then on Thursday, partly sunny with a high in the middle 80s. Hey, have a great day. It's 9 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settipani. The plane that took missionary Nancy Reitbol out of Africa has just left Bangor, Maine after refueling for the flight to Atlanta. Reitbol will join fellow Ebola victim Dr. Kent Brantley in isolation at Emory University Hospital in a few hours. CBS's Vicki Barker is live with the latest.
Reitbol can expect the same round-the-clock monitoring and treatment Brantley's been getting.
If they're going to survive, this is the place where really they want to be in order to get the best odds of that.
CBS News chief medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook says it is still not clear if the improvement both missionaries are showing is due to the experimental drug they've been given or their own immune systems fighting back.
I'm Jim Taylor at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York. Doctors here waiting on the CDC, expecting diagnostic test results of blood work taken from a patient here exhibiting Ebola-like symptom. Since he had already recently visited the Ebola region of West Africa, immediate isolation where he remains. Doctors here stress the odds are this is not a case of Ebola, but if it is, everyone else in this hospital is safe.
Breaking news from overseas. U.S. military officials say one American was killed, several other soldiers wounded when a gunman in an Afghan military uniform opened fire at a base west of Kabul. Reporter Catherine James has that.
An argument broke out among some of the officers in the Afghan National Army Military Academy, and one of the soldiers appears to have opened fire. The soldier who did the shooting was killed in crossfire.
German officer also died. British police say a plane has landed safely at Manchester Airport after it was escorted by Royal Air Force jets because of a warning about a possible device on board. It's not clear if that threat was genuine. Israel and Hamas are 8